Anyway, what's this nonsense of you and your garden and you've been at it again?
Yes.
All these, you're obsessed with pink. And you've gone and ordered all these pink flowers. It looks like something out of a cartoon.
I like pink.
But where has this all come from? Where has your obsession come from?
You can see these flowers on my Twitter feed now.
This is what you listen to when you wander around your garden dressed like the man from Del Monte. With your little basket with your little posies in it.
In the nip.
Not in the nip.
Yes, I do.
No, BBC presenters are never in the nip.
No, I do at night time.
You even shower with your clothes on.
At night time. No, I come out.
Into your garden.
Well, if it's something like 11 o'clock, half past 11.
You know you're
night,
on the radio right now, confesses it, to walk around your garden in the nip.
Yes, if it's 11 or half past 11 at night.
It's still...
I need to run out to the car, I run out to the car in the nip. I'm not going to put clothes on if I'm getting out of bed to go out to the car if I've forgotten something.
What about your neighbours?
Well, I'm sorry, I have quite a wide sight.
What are we talking about now?
I do.
What does that mean?
It means it'd be very unlikely that the neighbours would see.
I've been at your house. It's on the water.
Woodpecker.
So if you're... I don't even know where to go from that.
Why is Gareth Austin here? Who's he? Is he that mad gardener?
Yes, he is the gardener. Sorry, you got confused there, didn't you?
If you want to see my...
It's ridiculous looking.
My flowers that I've planted. You can go on the... at Stephen Nolan Twitter feed now.
Yes.
Or indeed the Nolan Show Twitter feed. Or
which is BBC Nolan.
BBC Nolan, is that what it's called?
Yes, Gareth has been following your exploits.
Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, gentlemen. Stephen, I'm greatly impressed by your range of colours. I will stand behind you and defend you.
Yes.
Beautiful pinks and all that display of colours. It just looks fantastic. Fair play, dude. Well done.
I don't know what it is about me that makes me like pink. Do you know, Vinny?
What is it they say in America about pleading the fifth? Is that it?
Anyway, Gareth, do you like it?
I think looks very good. It looks like the banking you've done around the house, which I'm very impressed with, the sheer volume of plants you put in there. That's took your wee gardener man more than an hour to do that wee bed there.
That was a mistake.
Hundreds of plants in that.
Let me tell you why that was a mistake. I didn't understand what annuals were, so I thought I was getting that done, and that would be like that forever. Oh, no, no, no. Apparently those things will, if I had known those things will die off in a couple of weeks' time, I wouldn't have got it done.
Not at all, not a couple of weeks. The joy of using annual plants in the garden is annuals are these plants that give mad amounts of colours
yes.
for quite a short period of time, being that they last for 1 year. So all that display around your bank there, that'll just be a mad display of colour from now up to about mid-part
have
of November.
Have you much display around your bank, Vinny?
No, I don't.
I see you've shaved your beard
off. I did. We had this conversation yesterday. Has your tiny little brain forgotten that already? I have to get rid of my beard. Someone told me last week.
Leah got the joke.
I know. I know, I was just trying to ignore it. I was told last week I looked feral.
Let's listen to Grizzy Gareth.
Gareth's not crazy.
And then your next job after that. So that looked fantastic. It looked like, I thought, it looks like somebody spill open a box at Quality Street. So all these colours kind of everywhere over there. When that's finished in November, you'll whip all them plants out, put them in your compost pile. Hopefully you have a compost pile, Stephen. You do have a compost pile, Stephen?
I don't even know what a compost pile is.
So that's your homework. Next file, the compost file. And then you plant that bank and then, Philip, put a mad amount then of tulips and dwarf daffs and stuff then come November. And then come the springtime, it'll look like that again in the springtime.
Are you telling me I have to fill this all again?
You have to do it three times a year to get that looking amazing all year round. You have three short wee trips a year to the Gan Centre to make that look amazing.
So this is why...
What?
This is why garden centres make a fortune. Because if you buy it once, then you have to go back again, and you have to go back again.
Because idiots like you then go back in and say, give me everything that's pink and put it in and plant it for me. Bring it down for Eduardo, and he will plant it in my garden.
Hey, and that bed at the front of the house as well looks well, Stephen, with the hydrangeas.
Has this man been at your house?
And the pink gems, it looks great.
He seems to know a lot about your house.
What I've done with my with the front of the house, Crazy Gareth, is I've put all roses there.
Don't call me.
So I want a rose bed now. Yes. And then I got some kind of big tree type thing that it's not very good radio, this, is it?
No.
Anyway, can I say I actually think I've got slightly more muscular since somebody else started planting these plants?
You are wearing a kind of Charlie Dimmock-esque shirt. Yes. It's like a faded denim.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, you've just ruined my day.
Why?
A lot of you run about Fantasy Island in the nude.
Huh? Come on.
You better watch somebody that's a harpoon-y.
Come on. Are you...
No, that's not nice.
And then, Greenpeace will push it back in the us Catholic Islanders, so they will.
Are you telling me...
It's okay, he has a wide sight, apparently.
Are you honestly telling me, Stevie, that if you were lying in bed and you thought to yourself, I've left the chocolate in the car, are you telling me that you would put all your clothes on before running out to the car to get your chocolate?
Yes.
Surely you wouldn't run about in a nude butt, Stephen.
Oh, come on. It's only piddling out to the car and back again.
Well, here, where do you park your car? But it all depends where you park your car.
It's about 20 yards, 30, 40 yards from the front door. That's all right.
Stephen, you better watch her. Somebody will... They'll harpoon you someday, so they will.
I don't like this man. He's not a very nice man, is he?
He's not. He's making fat jokes and he's
trying to hide
them.
He is making fat jokes. He's the type of man that's... clearly very ugly.
You always say you like your grub. A boy once told me you don't feel your full, you feel you're tired.
Do you know the other thing that's happening this year again, Gareth? Maybe, are you an actual gardener, by the way, or...
We just found him in the street.
I was just walking past one day and Vinny grabbed me and says, do you know much about trees? And I said, well, I know a wee bit, sure, get me on for an hour or two.
Are you a professional gardener?
I'm a professional. To use a wanted phrase, I'm a professional chartered horticulturist, Stephen. So I have a wee bit of pedigree. So I like to try and help. I'm going to guide you this year. I'm going to guide you, Stephen.
So what was this compost heap nonsense? What was that about?
Well, every time you finish cutting your grass or you do something with old plants, you've got all these leaves and stuff, when you take that into your wheelie bin or you put it into your trail and you take it to your civic community site, that's all fertility which is leaving your garden that you have to then buy fertiliser to replace. So you build yourself a wee area in the garden, maybe like even four pallets nailed together, then every time you cut your grass or you do your old plants, you put that in a corner, put a piece of plastic over the top of it, and then in a year's time, you have all this mad, rich, free compost with lots of fertility in it, and then you use that then round about your garden. So
would that not rake?
No, there's a good mix of waste going into it, rots down, and produces this wonderful, fertile product at the back of it.
Does it?
It's great stuff. That should be your homework. Get your carpenter's tool belt on and get a lot of pallets gathered up together.
Here's my final question for you this morning. And all of this is real. Like, I can't emphasise to you how nothing I'm saying this morning is unreal.
When he says things like that, it means that the following sentence will be nonsense.
No, but it's completely true. I can't get the birds to gel with me. There's just something about...
You're still white?
There's something about birds and it just doesn't... They just won't do it for me.
Well,
So basically, Gareth, I have put seed and fat balls onto my bird table for the last 3 weeks. The thing's full of it. They won't touch it.
So there's two or three things here we need to look at. The first thing is birds will come, obviously, the source of food that you have there, but if there's not enough cover for them and there's not enough protection for them, they'll not come anywhere near.
Well, I've put them on a bird table in the garden. What more cover do they want?
I know. But the bird table then is the middle of the lawn away from all this cover. What you're best doing, Stephen, is forget about buying the fat balls and forget about that kind of stuff. Your best bet is to carry on doing what you're doing in the garden by introducing a wide range of flowering plants in the garden. That in turn attracts insects into the garden, which then is the bottom of the food chain for the birds. So your more sustainable approach is not to be spending money on the fat ball stuff, it's to be spending more money on these annuals and these plants and doing that stuff, and that'll attract the birds more long-term and more sustainable into your garden.
What if I sent them up to you, Vinny? Do you want my fat balls?
No, I'm okay. Thanks, it's a very generous offer, but no, I'm all right.
Crazy Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Stop calling him Crazy Gareth. It's not very nice.
Patricia in Hollywood. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
It's just a little comment I made when you decided you're going to have a garden.
Yes.
And I said, that's wonderful. It changed your whole life.
Yes,
and
it is changing my life.
I'm sure, and yes, it's been great. And I said to you, there'll be days when you come home from work. You'll not even bother to take your suit off. You'll go out into the garden and you'll see something you must do right
Yes,
away.
And this is what I did.
Yes,
if you look at my Twitter feed, you'll see me in my suit.
You saw something you wanted to do and you did it. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you keep doing that if you wish. I mean, you wouldn't sit there all day in a suit. You'd have your shorts or whatever on and work away.
He doesn't do any working in the garden. He has a man that does it and he supervises from the window in the house. That's how it works.
He works hard on it. He's out with a spade. When you love your garden like that, you want to work in it.
Are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not on anything like that.
For goodness sake, we need to get you on Twitter so that you can see my flowers.
Oh, I'd love. You know when you've got it all ready, what about having an open day?
Like Daniel O'Donnell down for tea.
Oh, yes. Well, you can invite me if you like.
That might be nice.
Down for tea. Absolutely.
You can meet you and Big Audrey.
Can't think of anything worse.
Did he charge for that?
That would be lovely. We'd be a lovely wee group, wouldn't we?
Thank you, Patricia. Good morning.
You could
never ever let that woman on again.